Today is April 1st, 2024. April Fool's Day, 2024. That's crazy. And it's 9:07 p.m. right now. It's Monday. And I'm your host. My name is Sean.
I
want
to know why you guys are saying that I owe you anything.
Child support agency. You never really loved me. You never really loved my kid. All you really care about is the money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
See, this is so funny that you guys say this. I pay every month. I paid that on June 25th. Pretty sure that's June 25th. It says that I made that payment.
Right, it hit our system June 27th.
Oh, okay. So you do see that I paid for July.
Well,
that was the July payment. That was supposed to be paid July 1st, but I pay it July, June 25th. I pay it 6 days early, just so you guys don't freak out about that.
It is very important that everyone understands this about this podcast up front. It is my opinion as a parent that all children need some type of support, whether it be teaching, whether it be financial support, anything. They need some type of support. The current child support program that's in place right now in America is absolutely wrong. They treat all paying parents like they're criminals without any regard for what they think. So last week, I think it was like Tuesday, I completed the packet of information from the child support agency because they were talking about closing the request. And because they have the law on their side, they can do that if they want. They can do things like close requests. Like, even if I explain to anyone about this case, about my case, you can look at the case and you can clearly see that it should not be happening. This child support thing should not be happening. I never talked to my son. He never contacts me. Even on Father's Day, I give him 2 days early notice. And they're only 7 hours ahead in Greece. 7 hours before Florida time. And I give him plenty of notice. And I have an address, a Skype address that I can send him a message on, and it says right there in the Skype message, it says, last seen a day ago or 2 days ago or whatever. You can see that, and I sent that to the child support agency. Now, the child support agency has all of that information. They can clearly see that I should not be paying child support. But because they have the law on their side, they can do whatever they want. They get away with so much stuff. All you have to do is just show your badge that you're in the state of Florida. The child support program is actually a department of the Florida Department of Revenue. I think they do that for legal purposes to avoid being sued, I think. That's just what I think. I don't know that for sure. But they can literally do whatever they want to do. When you work for the child support agency, everybody is afraid of you or in business with you. And they pay handsomely. They pay a lot of money. The reason why they pay so much money is because they have a lot of money. They, like a lot of people say, you know, they get like, I don't know, they charge like $3 or $4 to make a child support payment, which is crazy. Paying anything to make a child support payment is crazy as it is. But they can do that. People think that they got a lot of money off that. That's like nothing to them. That $4 every transaction is like nothing to the child support agency. Where they make their real money is from enforcement actions. That's the name. It's the Child Support Enforcement Program. And they make a lot of money off people. Like I remember when I first, you know, when they first put me on child support and I first had to start paying child support, they put something on my credit immediately. Like, before I even knew how much to pay, they put it on my credit report, a negative item, and I paid it. I'm like, I never had a late payment in my life until then. These people at the Child Support Agency do not care about any parents. If you're the parent that pays, they do not care. Even if you're the parent that receives money, you receive money, and then when that money stops one day, then you contact the Child Support Agency and they do whatever they want. Literally. Everybody is afraid of the Child Support Agency or they're in business with them. That's just the way it is. The Child Support Agency is a government-owned business entity. They can do whatever they want. So, like, for example, like my son living in the foreign country of Greece, the Child Support Agency can do that if they want to. They can charge you if your kid is in Pluto. They can charge you for it. You don't even have to have a kid. The Child Support Agency just needs to say that you have a kid. And once they say that you have a kid, that's it. You're paying. You know that those are your choices. You can pay every month to the Child Support Agency and do what they say, or you can go to jail. Those are your choices. Pay the Child Support Agency or go to jail. What do you want to do? So already, as it is already, raising children is very, very difficult. But the Child Support Agency, they make it way more difficult, even more difficult than it already is. I mean, there is so much that you have to go through as a parent. I mean, you have to go through, you know, the birth. Then you have to go through the toddler years and having them run away from you, having to chase them down all the time. And then, you know, it's happening earlier now. It used to happen, like, when I was a kid. It would happen when you turn into a teenager. You turn into an asshole immediately. But now, because of the information age, and there's cell phones everywhere, and there's tablets and laptop computers in the schools, it's happening sooner now because of the information age. So when these kids turn 10, 11, or 12... they have a word for them, pre-tweens. When those kids get to the ages of 10, 11, or 12, they start being assholes like we were when we were 13. The know-it-all stage, I call it. It happens when the kids are 10 now. It's happening earlier now. So there's a lot of things that, as a parent, you have to go through already as it is. It's already a bad idea, and it's instinctual. It is the job of a human being to stay alive and to reproduce. So it's instinct for humans to have children automatically. So the Child Support Agency just loves being the Child Support Agency. They just rake in the dough. One hand over fist. It's very, very simple. And they're like, if so-and-so doesn't pay their child support, then so-and-so can go to jail or so-and-so can lose their driver's license. Those are your choices. That's it. And I think the Child Support Agency, they have some type of, like, connection to the DMV. So, like, when the Child Support Agency wants your driver's license to be suspended, they just send a message over to the DMV and your driver's license gets suspended. That's just the way it is. The last time in 2017, October, when I was in child support court, I was in child support court trying to get my money back. They owed me over $3,000. And I had a judgment that said that. I also had a piece of paper from the clerk's office that was documented that it said that. And I had to have a hearing so that the Child Support Agency would give me back my money. I mean, like, if I did that to them, you know, if I don't have my payment to them exactly on time, they freak out. They start a driver's license suspension action. They do all kinds of stuff. But when the shoe is on the other foot, they don't want to give me my money back at all. They want me to have a hearing. They hang up on me. They curse at me. They can literally do whatever they want. I remember I told the supervisor, I was like, you know, somebody called me and told me that I was going to get my money back. And when I asked them a couple of questions, they started cussing at me. So she made a big deal about it. But after I got off the phone, she can, because she's a part of the child support agency, she can do whatever she wants. She can, you know, take it to a further extent or not. Whatever she wants to do. And then another time I had a child, somebody that works at the child support office, they told me that they made an appointment with me over email, that, you know, they made an appointment with me to chat the next morning. I think it was like at like 9:30. So like, I'm sitting there in my car and I'm waiting. 9:30 comes. So 10 o'clock comes. Finally, I get a call from the child support office at, after 10 a.m. So over half an hour later, I get a call from the child support agency. So they literally can do whatever they want, and they know it, and they do whatever they want. Period. They're above the law. I've always said child support is something that the parents need to figure out between them. The problem is that when there's a man and a woman involved and then there's a child involved, they leave the child completely out of it. And the man or the woman, they continue to fight even though they have a child. And that's why the child support agency exists now. Because of that reason, because parents can't get beyond their hate for each other or their animosity towards each other and discover that they have a child. I mean, there are some people that can do that, and it's usually intelligence driven. Usually folks that are more ignorant tend to fight with each other, and they're like, you know, and like in my case, like, my son's mother, she was extremely promiscuous. I never caught her with anybody, you know, but I did, you know, put something on her laptop, and I got a text message when she was like, I could see on her screen, it would give me screenshots of what she was typing every time she hit enter. And she said, this is what she said to the dude to come over. She invited this dude to come over when I went to work. I used to work nights, right? And I got an email with screenshots in it, and there was a screenshot of her saying, "He's gone now, you can come over." After this, like, I don't know, like 3 or 4 days after I had a talk with her, I'm like, okay, let me explain to you how this works. We are not going to have anyone in the house, not even a plumber, not an electrician, no one comes in this house. We have a child now that we need to protect, so nobody comes in this house unless I'm here. So if I'm not here, then nobody comes in the house. If you need to schedule somebody to come in the house, then schedule it for a time when I'm here. I don't care if I'm sleeping or whatever. I need to be here if somebody's going to come in this house. We have a child now. And like, that went in one ear and right out the other. She paid absolutely no attention to that. She, you know, like when I was talking with her, I thought that she understood what I was saying. But really what she was doing was just blowing me off. And I was so stupid. I believed everything that she said. Anyway, so I got these screenshots for her, and she was like, and the person that she was talking to, it was because, like, when I met her, I worked for Bright House Networks. So, and at Bright House Networks, I don't know if they still do it like that. There is no Bright House Networks. They got bought out by Charter. But the way that it was when I worked at Bright House Networks is that everybody could instant message everybody that worked there. And their instant message name was their first name dot their last name at mybrighthouse.com. So I could clearly see who it was. And then when I went to work the next day or whatever, I don't even know if I was still working there. I know I was working somewhere else. But I could see, I could like message my friend, and I was like, give me a screenshot of this person's picture. So they got the pictures, they blew it up, and they sent me a screenshot. I'm like, are you serious? I know this guy. I can't believe he's coming over and he's doing this to me. So I mean, like, we were all set. Me and her were going to get married. So I'm kind of glad that she did that. In hindsight, I'm glad that she did that. Because, you know, like, what are you supposed to do at that point? I definitely chose not to marry her. I did not marry her. But it didn't matter. I still wound up in family court because I had a child with her. I should have never did that. I should have never procreated with that woman. It was a really bad choice. Sometimes that happens. I make mistakes, and I'm going to make a lot more mistakes. I try to learn from them. I read this thing once that said, a wise man learns from his mistakes. A wiser man learns from other people's mistakes. That is so true. Like, everywhere I look, I try to find people making mistakes, and those videos on YouTube, those are like the best videos because everybody wants to learn from other people's mistakes. They want to know what those mistakes are, and procreating with her was a very big mistake that I made, and I've been paying for it ever since then. And the Florida State Child Support Agency has that, but they have all the evidence, so they can clearly see that my case is one that should be negated completely, and Greece should take care of both of them. They have universal health care over there, and I have to pay the child support agency $300 every month, and I am really broke right now. And they can absolutely see that, but they can choose to do whatever they want. They can make my child support payment go up if they want to. They can completely negate it if they want to. I've given them all the evidence. They can literally do whatever they want to. They do not care about me at all. I'm a paying parent. They do not care about it. Sure, it's sad, but it doesn't matter that my kid lives in Greece. It doesn't matter where he lives in the universe. The child support agency does not care about my problems. They don't care about me. They will send the sheriff out here and arrest me if I don't pay them, just like anybody else gets arrested. They don't care about my problems at all. Everybody has their own set of problems.
I want to know why you guys are saying that I owe you anything.
Child support agency, you never really love me. You never really love my kid. All you really care about is your money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
And I got, see, this is so funny that you guys say this. I pay every month. I paid that on June 25th. I'm pretty sure that's June 25th. It says that I made that payment.
Right. It hit our system June 27th.
Oh, okay. So you do see that I paid for July.
Well,
that was the July payment. That was supposed to be paid July 1st, but I pay it June 25th. I pay it 6 days early, just so you guys don't freak out about that.
It is very important that everyone understands this about this podcast up front. It is my opinion as a parent that all children need some type of support, whether it be teaching, whether it be financial support, anything. They need some type of support. The current child support program that's in place right now in America is absolutely wrong. They treat all paying parents like they're criminals, without any regard for what they think.